That was a lot of ways to catch Santa Claus.
Seven, precisely.
It was hard. It's, and you know what? And I'm glad in a way there are so many that I, it's hard to even like follow them all and like remember them all, because if we were to remember those, we really shouldn't be trying to catch Santa Claus. It's just really, it's not something that's in anyone's interest. But I understand the temptation, and I probably have also,
you know, I look at this like the same way I look at fishing. I love fishing, and I catch and release. You catch a fish, you look at it. Hey, this has been fun. You put it back in the water. It swims away. You both had an adventure for the day.
So you have a catch and release attitude towards capturing Santa Claus
and the Easter Bunny.
How many times have you caught these individuals?
Well, they keep coming back, Pete, every year. So.
Just like the fish, right?
I think it's this. Is it the same fish? Because if it's the same fish, that's a really dumb fish.
There's a lot of folk tales actually about things like that. I know there's an old Armenian folk tale about catching the same fish and like it giving wishes to be released or something. That's another. It's another show for another story for another show.
I want to be invited back for that one.
All right. Well, if that's what it takes, we'll do the Armenian folk tale show sometime.
I got one last song. Okay. That's all right.
That would be great.
That's...
By the way, I have to tell you, you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. All right.
I had in my head it was going to do Hot Chocolate Kisses.
Okay.
But I'm not sure if I'm doing Hot Chocolate Kisses or Santa versus Godzilla, where you can't slow Santa down.
Do you want me to weigh in on that?
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean,
these are the three I was thinking of. Santa versus Godzilla. That's kind of a long one.
Okay.
You can't slow Santa down. That's that one's an interesting one. It's pretty, or Hot Chocolate Kisses. What do you think? You have any
preference? I mean, I have no problem with you doing a long one, but that's up to you. I love the idea of Santa versus Godzilla, and I don't know if I've listened to that song.
It's very long. Let's go for it. Right. There's a lot of words, is what I'm saying.
Kier, it's up to you, but Christmas only comes once a year.
You know what? And I'm gonna do it. This is my daughter Kayla's favorite song.
Oh, Kayla has called the show also.
She's a big fan.
And I'm a big fan right back. That's awesome.
So let me see how this one goes. This is also a true story. All right. Once upon a Christmas Eve, this song's a story too. If you listen closely, you might just you might learn a thing or two. That's what I'm telling you. That's what I'm talking about. The malls are all filled with last-minute Christmas shoppers. When a giant green lizard emerges from the water, the crowds start to panic when they hear all the clatter of Godzilla trampling another shopping plaza. Yeah, but looking to the north, yes, who should appear? Oh, good old Santa Claus with his flying reindeer. Santa Claus versus Godzilla, the battle of the year. Godzilla has those great big claws, Santa has his tiny reindeer. Santa and his reindeer head straight towards the giant. The bells on Santa's sleigh jingle jangle with defiance. Godzilla spots at Santa like he's some kind of mosquito. Santa yells to Blitzen, time to load the torpedoes. The monster leaves a wake of mass devastation. Donner, Cupid, Vixen, attack formation! Santa Claus versus Godzilla, the battle of the year. Godzilla, he has those great big claws. Santa has his tiny reindeer. Godzilla throws a right hook at poor Father Christmas. He misses him by inches, but boy, was it vicious. So Santa's on the ropes now, it looks as if he's beaten. Come on, Santa, get up, We don't want you eaten. The lizard starts to charge. He's got Santa in his sights. Oh, oh no, not on this holiest of nights. Santa calls for Godzilla. Yeah, the epic battle of the year. Godzilla, he has those great big claws. Santa has his tiny reindeer. And now here we are at the moment of truth. Is this the end of Santa? Oh, what do we do? Out there in the distance, a lone church bell rings, prompting the reindeer for some Yuletide caroling. The music melts Godzilla's heart, and like the Grinch, he changes. He picks up Santa Claus and tries to explain, yeah. Santa Claus, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get out of hand. The commercialization of Christmas must have driven me completely mad. It's all about baby Jesus and spending time with family and friends. So I hope you can forgive me for my behavior was calling back. I'm gonna just backtrack there. Yeah. It's not about making money. It's not about dollars and cents. It's all about a baby Jesus and spending time with family and friends. So I hope you can forgive me, for my behavior is just appalling, especially since I almost gave you quite a severe mauling. Woo! Santa knew Godzilla was telling the truth, so he said with a chuckle, here's what we're gonna do. There's still room on the nice list and some time at Christmas Day. So let's clean up this awful mess. Will you help me on my way? My reindeer all are worn out from our big epic battle. So mind carrying the sleigh, and to you I'll strap a saddle. So Santa Claus vs. Godzilla, the epic battle of the year. Godzilla's gonna save Christmas Day, filling in for Santa's reindeer. Yeah, Santa Claus vs. Godzilla, the epic battle of the year. Godzilla is gonna save Christmas Day, filling in for Santa's reindeer.
Oh. Yeah. Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, and all that. Happy New Year. Oh yeah, I feel it, I feel it. Merry Christmas.
Oh, the Christmas spirit took over.
Yeah.
Thanks, Pete.
All right, thank you, Kier. You know, I have to tell you this. One of your jingle bells fell off here, but it's a little screw thing. We can we'll get you fixed right up.
You'll good find as a new. Lot of stuff I have is a little screwy.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, man. That was fantastic. So much that I have learned about Christmas. You know, I feel like we have just a few Christmas songs and stories and things and traditions that we all hold dear. And it takes people like my friend Kier Burns here to tell us the other stories that we may have missed. And look at that. Your jingle bell's right back on there. Good as new.
Quite handy. Well,
yeah. That was a wonderful, fantastic, amazing set of songs from Kier Burns, ladies and gentlemen, from right here in Medford, Mass, a neighbor of the station, like I am myself here. It's all about the community here down at the corner of Boston Ave and College Ave.
Speaking of community, I think later tonight, around between 7 and 8, I'll be playing at the Medford Brewery.
The Medford Brewing Company.
Medford Brewing Company.
You mean that's open?
It is open, and we're doing some...
As if I haven't seen you there twice already, but still. Speaking of community, that would be a wonderful chance to experience some music with our community there in Medford, and for anybody in listening range, you know, you have plenty of time to get on down there and enjoy yourself. to more of this delightful these tales you may not have heard of Christmas, thanks to Keir Burns.
Thank you for having me, Pete.
Thank you, Keir. And anytime you want to come back, you are indeed welcome, my friend. This has been great. You know, one of the things I have to say is that prior to the pandemic, we had guests here in the studio, and then we were locked out of the station from March of 2020 through September of 2021. And then even from then, for at least another 6 or 8 months, we couldn't have guests. So it's been a lonely time in here. So I you know, any of my musician friends listening and want to do something like this, feel free to get in touch. InYouAllAlong@gmail.com, Facebook.com/InYouAllAlong. And again, you can check out the music of Keir Burns and 3 Day Threshold on Bandcamp at 3 Day Threshold. .bandcamp.com or whatever it is.
I think the easiest thing is just to Google.
You could do that too. You can do that too. I don't know. I'm just I don't want to leave any room for error in case there's
another Keir Burns
slightly different spelling of 3 Day Threshold that's some other band. All right. Well, with that, I guess we will get into we got another 50 minutes left here in this extended 2-hour edition of In You All Along, and I will get back into it with some Christmas songs for you listeners, and stay with us and enjoy. There's a lot left, so thanks again, Keir.
Thank you, Pete. Have a great day. Thank you, all listeners, for listening.
All the lights are coming on.
sins of men. We win, we win.
Couldn't you steal me something better? take a walk with me this December Eve through the neighborhood made of stone and wood. This city shines just after dark when Christmas lights fit the meadowlark. Don't out see the summer lights, electric stars on the houses gleam, roofs are lit with a reindeer team, bright colors they traffic lights bring a festive glow. Going out to see the summer lights. Behold that magnificent glow. A wondrous winterland show. Enchantment will remain in you, bring you warmth in high spirits too. Watch the jubilee with good company. Only you and I are
was that not the best set of here on In You All Along that you've ever heard? I had such a blast. Thank you so very much to my dear friend Keir Burns for dropping by. Keir is, as he described, an incredibly busy guy. He's a job too on top of all that stuff, and family and all that. And so I relish any chance I get to spend a few minutes with him, which is, you know, half the reason I got him down here. I was like, maybe just hang out, you know, kind of how it all turned out. And he's just a consummate performer. And like I said, those songs opening up whole new sides and dimensions of Christmas that we never knew about Catching Santa or about the story of Santa and Godzilla. We are lucky to have him, so thank you again, Keir. But we've heard a few songs since then, and I should catch you up on those. And also, I want to thank all the folks that have been chiming in online. We talked about our friend Jason, who was going to be in here playing accordion and couldn't make it. Jason posted online he was playing along at home, which is so awesome. And I just feel like that's the beauty of radio, is like it's just connecting all people in all points in different areas all at once. Live, synchronous, enjoyment. It's the one moment, many places. Anyway. And thank you to Mandy Burns for providing me some cookies, which are in the other room, which I ran out and grabbed during one of these songs, which were specifically from most recent to most to the least recent to most further far back. We just heard from Dan Blakesley and the Calabash Club with the Somerville Lights off of Dan's 2020 release, Christmasland Jubilee. If you're not from this area, I can see Somerville, Mass, because it's literally across the street from our studio. There's like a traffic light, and then it's about a 50-yard walk past there. You're in Somerville. And Somerville is kind of known for its residents' enthusiasm for excessive. Excessive is the wrong word. Excessive is a judgmental word for abundant Christmas light display. And it's fun to walk or run or drive around Somerville and take it all in. Dan has written a song about it and a loving tribute. I had the tremendous pleasure, as my friend Brooke said the other day, Dan Blakesley is watching Dan Blakesley play is all the holiday party I need. A couple of, what is it, last Thursday or the week before? I don't even, I can't even keep them straight. Dan played at the loft of Audrey Ryan over by Market Basket and with Combo and I'm already blanking on the third act and I feel terrible for that. But anyway, Dan is, along with Kier, I think the two people I know that dive into the holiday season the most with their music and are prolifically out there just recording new song after new song. I say it all the time, and let me tell you, rant on. There are a lot of people in this world that say, oh, music today, blah, 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 terrible. It's not like it used to be. You know something? You're just not trying. You're just not getting out there and finding how much good music is coming out. The holidays are the perfect example of this because they're such a catalyst for creativity. I mean, you're never going to run out of material for holiday songs. New creative takes on it. I hear them every year. If you don't think music is any good anymore, well, I don't know what rock you're under. Anyway, I'm glad you're listening to In You All Along and get you out from under it. Before that, speaking of which, we heard from our own local Juliana Hatfield with Red Poinsettia from her Christmas Cactus single from last year, from 2021. Those two came out in the fall, the Christmas Cactus and Red Poinsettia, before Christmas, and I ended up playing one of those months before Christmas, and I said, you know, to heck with it, I'm just gonna go right ahead because it's too good a song to wait. Prior to that, we heard from Psychic TV from all the way back in 1983 with a wonderful Christmas track there, the kind of dark and mellow White Nights from their album Dreams Less Sweet. And we opened up that set with the Ravonettes with the Christmas song, a single of theirs from back in 2003. We have been entirely Christmas focused up until now, but I'm trying to deepen and broaden my selection of other musics, and now I'm like looking over to see what CDs I've got where. This whole thing is a little bit of a, I wouldn't call it a fiasco, it's an adventure in multitasking. Anyway, I've got a couple of Hanukkah songs, and I'm going to have more in the future, but today I've got a couple, and they're good. And one of them, the next one, actually speaks exactly to the first thing that went through my mind when I went looking for songs about the holiday. And that is the Levies with their song, How Do You Spell Hanukkah? I still struggle a little bit, and apparently they do too, so I didn't feel so bad. So let's get right into it.
used? What about those N's and K's? Do you use one or two? I remember when I was back in elementary school, a Spanish kid told me that it starts with a silent J. But Julio was wrong, or maybe he was right. Can someone decide? Make up your mind. Church spell check and Webster's. Is there an answer to my question? Someone please help me. Just tell me, how do you spell Hanukkah? Watching a spelling bee on ESPN2, and these kids were spelling words that don't come naturally to me or you,
like oligarchy,
solipsism,
bouillabaisse,
epistemology,
insouciant,
onomatopoeia,
syllogism,
perspicacious,
hypothalamus. There's some other ones.
Hot dog.
No.
Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Yeah,
I like hot dog.
What, I bet they would get stumped if they had to spell Hanukkah. No one can tell, we don't mean to dwell, but how do you spell?
Try spell check and Webster's. Is there an answer to this question? Someone please tell me, how do you spell? Ask teachers, ask family.
Ask teachers, ask family, but nobody ever knows the
nobody blinks an eye. I say you wanna throw a Hanukkah party. You turn around and ask me why. It's not a religious thing, 'cause I'm a secular Jew. I just wanna have a party with music and food and you. I think we better go.
Hanukkah.
Won't you let me take you to a
Hanukkah party?
Come on, let's go.
We got matzo balls and wontons. Got a couple stand-up comedians. Dance music pumping from the twos and ones. We're only here just to have some fun.
There's a girl in the corner. Maybe my mama like her, I should invite her for dinner when we're already here. You might be neurotic, haters just like me. We'll come out to my party and we'll echo of our beer.
Hanukkah party,
I think we better go.
Hanukkah
party, I'll meet you at the
here. Nice day to be funkin' on my sleigh. Let me rev up the anti-gravity machine and I'll be on my way.
Ho, 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 and a mistletoe.
Oh,
bring on the cheer. Just like my mom was here.
It's that time of year. Spread the funk and cheer.
Maybe it's Christmas.
Ready, it's that season. And we believe in that we hit for a reason.
That's just the way we should. You know the time is now, the place is here, and the whole wide world is filled with cheer. Dashing through the snow like a one-horse open sleigh. Now let your heart be light and open wide this Christmas day.
Now we want all motherfucker tears.
Come on,
gather round. Let's kill the violence with this funky song.
It's the time of year. Spread the funk and cheer.
eyes roll three deep past the old street, reminiscing, kicking that talk. Bow used to be ties, ball, rocks, right, so they fall. Don't fall asleep on me. Jingle bells knocking like 12s, and as the night creeps, it's bittersweet. We never had peace, stove on, had no heat. That's why I used to sleep. Three sweatshirts, three pants, that's how it used to be. Three peanut butter sandwiches, that's all I had to eat. 3 a.m. waiting for Santa, but I ain't here, Pete. OGs pushing the beamers, they had the M3s. Kids got their visit from Santa, so why he missing me? Wanted one neck, one J, one polo white tee. Old hand-me-downs, his gift, Salvation Army. Pulled up right at the curb, we looking disbelief. P-Funk, Christmas, Casper, with laughter. We need more love in this world, it's what we after.
Santa. nice little girl.
You're flying through the night.
She's been a good little girl.
I'm gonna wait up for you, Santa.
I've got her in my phone.
Slide down my chimney.
In my
ho, 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 and a bottle of rum. Bottle of rum. Ho, 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 and a bottle of rum. Bottle of rum.
Ho, 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 and a bottle of rum.
Thank you, Ann.
Stupid toys. Father Christmas, please hand it over. We want your bread, so don't make us annoyed. Father Christmas.
Imagine being forced to live outside with only a thin coat to protect you from the bitter cold. Desperate, you call out to your family, but they ignore you. All alone, you shiver and shake as frostbite sets in, and you slowly freeze to death. When it's cold, bring your cat or dog inside. Make sure other outside animals have adequate food, water, and shelter, and report neglect immediately. For more information, visit PETA.org or call 757-622-PETA.
Man, oh man, I'm sad to see this show end. I wouldn't say it's a chore. It's a lot of, sometimes I don't get to enjoy the show as much as I did today. That was just a lot of running around and dealing with little issues and things. But I'll tell you, today, I am all in the radio spirit. I am all in the Christmas spirit. I am raring to go. And I want to thank every one of you that has tuned in. We had a really high listenership online today. I don't know how many of you are, I can't tell how many of you are listening over the air, but thank you to everybody that tuned in. Quickly, going back over what we just heard in this final set. Most recently, possibly my favorite Christmas song there is, Father Christmas, originally by the Kinks, of course. Done there by the Figs back in 1995 on their Christmas Shake EP that I picked up seeing them on their Christmas tour at the Bay State Hotel in Northampton. They're still doing Christmas tours long after the Bay State has closed. Prior to that, the Cucumbers with Ho 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 and a Bottle of Rum from 1995's A Christmas Present for You, given to me by my dear friend Bill Landisman, who has been a DJ somewhere at the core down in at Rutgers University. But that song he passed along to me from the legendary late great Mr. Mark from WMUH in Allentown. Before that, a song that had me on my feet dancing in the studio, Wolfpack with Christmas in L.A. from 2015's Thrill of the Arts. Before that, a brand new one from Bootsy Collins, who knew? Buddha Claus, Here for a Reason. Just came out a few weeks ago. Before that, The Hotels with the Hanukkah Party, a single of theirs from 2019, and as I told you, The Levies with How Do You Spell Hanukkah from Hanukkah Rocks from 2005. That is going to do it from this 7th annual In You All Along holiday special here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, the flagship station of the WMFO Radio Network. Happy holidays to all of you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy whatever solstice. Just enjoy the people around you and take care of them. And I can't wait to come back and do some more radio with you guys next week. In fact, a little programming note, I will be on continuously week after week after week, at least through the end of January. So for better or for worse, tune in Fridays at 5 for more In You All Along.